Blog Talk Radio.
Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform of the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about NFL because this is a football talk show. We cover NBA, Major League Baseball. We cover NHL scores. You can call into the show and talk about anything that's sports-related. Horse racing, dog racing, camel racing, pie eating contest, hot dog eating contest. If they cover it on the monitor, we talk about it. With that being said, Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. And the time on deck is 8:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. That's WBEST, WBEST. And, today we got a big special event and everything. The title of the show is called War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during this XFL draft day, during draft day one live stream event. Again, the host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL draft day one live stream event. This is draft day one for the XFL. Guests that purchase a ticket to the special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to the XFL Camp 2023. The details of this event is the event will allow three free agents that receive draft invitations for the 2023 XFL draft pool to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the wait to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was legit or a fraud, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for active roster spots. So today is a special event for those of you just tuning into the Stokes and Bear Radio Show. We are going to be talking a lot about football, but football in another league, the XFL. The XFL is doing their draft today. Currently, let me go to the draft board. Currently, the DC Defenders are on the clock, and they're going to be looking at for our offensive skill positions for the teams in the XFL. So it's going to be the DC Defenders are going to be up on deck first, and they're going to be getting their wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, slot receivers, all that good stuff. Our offensive skill positions are going to get filled for the D.C. Defenders. They're first. The St. Louis Battlehawks pick second. The San Antonio Brahmas pick third. The Orlando Guardians pick fourth. The Vegas Vipers, they're going to be picking fifth. And the Seattle Sea Dragons are picking sixth. The Arlington Renegades are picking seventh. And the Houston Roughnecks are picking eighth. So that's how it's going to that's how it's going to go. That's the draft order. Again, the D.C. Defenders got the first pick, St. Louis Battlehawks second pick, San Antonio Brahmas the third pick, Orlando Guardians with the fourth pick, Vegas Vipers with the fifth pick, Seattle Sea Dragons with the sixth pick, and the Arlington Renegades with the seventh pick, and the Houston Roughnecks with the eighth pick. So that's the 18 draft order. And again, today's show is War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL Draft Day 1 live stream event. Guests that purchase a ticket to this event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they wait to be drafted to XFL Camp 2023. The details of this special event war room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? This event will allow three free agents that receive draft invitations for the 2023 XFL draft pool to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the wait to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was a legit or fraudulent draft invite, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for an active roster spot. I want to thank everybody that's just tuning in to the Stokes and Bear Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Ramiro Fran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokes and Bear Radio Show to this special event, War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board. Today, it is 52 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny in San Diego, California. Time on deck is 8:09 a.m. on this first day of the XFL Draft. I'm very excited. And Stokes and Bears broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBESC, that's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. This special event today, I wanted to put this event together, War Room, because what we're doing is inviting all the XFL draft participants. If you're on the XFL draft board, what we're doing is we're allowing you to come on the show and everything to express your raw emotions in front of a live global listening audience. So I hardly got any sleep last night. I was up a little bit later than I wanted to. I think my head might have hit the pillow around about 2 a.m., but that's fine because I was just so excited about today, this special event, War Room, why am I still on the XFL draft board. So we're going to be talking, as the picks come in, I already gave you the XFL draft order. I thought they were going to be doing a live stream at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, but we'll double check on that in a minute. But right now, I do have the draft order. I do have the draft board up on my monitor, so I'm going to be announcing the picks as they come in. If you're out there listening in the community, definitely feel free to call in and talk about anything that's on the monitor. I won't be really doing a whole lot of talking about topics. I'm going to be doing more talking about this XFL draft in the middle of that, I'll try to do my best to shout out some NCAA basketball scores, NHL hockey scores. I'll try to do that today. We don't really have any football scores going on because this isn't an NFL period right now to the weekend. Same thing with college. I think they had some college ball last night. I'll try to get those scores out to you, some college football scores. I think it was one or two games on last night as they wrap up the season. I believe Ball State and Ohio was in a battle, and I believe Ohio might have pulled that off because last I checked, Ball State was down by a couple touchdowns, I believe, but we're trying to make a comeback in the fourth. But I believe Ball State fell to Ohio, to the Ohio Bobcats last night. I had a gentleman that used to play football. Hopefully he's in this XFL draft pool. His name was Reggie McGee. He played at Ball State, played in the MAC for Ball State. High D1 athlete out of Ball State. Unfortunately, he couldn't get into the NFL. He didn't really want to do arena. He finally did arena. I think he played 1 year with the Iowa Barnstormers under Coach Dixie Wooten when he was in Iowa. So I think he did get a chance to play professional football at the Indoor Football League level, which a lot of people don't understand. The Indoor Football League is a hard league to get in. And now that they're partnering with the XFL as their minor league system, it's going to be definitely harder to get in to the IFL now. So you may have to take the Champions Indoor Football League route, being the fact that as far as marketing-wise, I think marketing budget, they're a level below the IFL, but they still have the same style of football. So if you can play ball in the Champions Indoor Football League, they'll give you a step. There could be a step to get into the IFL. But what I want a lot of you guys out there with these draft pool invitations to understand that once the draft is over with, definitely after day one, if your name has not been called, because tomorrow is mainly about special teams players, kickers, punters, long snappers thing. So that's what's going to be on tomorrow. Kickers, punters, long snappers, punt returners. Kick returners. That's what's going to be tomorrow. Special team specialists. So if you don't get your name called today, like I've been posting on my social media on Twitter, you can go to my Twitter page at Ferran Sports. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports, all one word. You can go to my Twitter feed and find out different options that I'm talking about for you to call me, and we can take another route to get you into the XFL using the CIFL and the IFL steps, and then get you right on up into the XFL if everything works out the way we want it to. Nothing's guaranteed, but I do have a foolproof plan, to help move you up, and it has been used, tested to move guys up. So I'm excited today. I'm so happy to get this draft going and get this draft over with. The first pick's supposed to start at 8:30, so I'm just rambling on for a little bit. I'm excited. I'm excited because the market is going to open back up because everybody kind of like been out there, and I understand that, you know, I didn't like it, but I understood that a lot of people just sitting on their hands. They didn't want to really do too much investing in their careers and taking other opportunities to get to the league when they got that golden ticket to the draft pool in their hands. So a lot of guys, you know, they just kind of like waited. But what I was trying to remind guys is that so many guys got worked out. 6,000 got worked out. 17,000, that's a hard cut, got picked for the draft pool. So for the last 6 months or so, some of y'all been sitting on these draft pool invitations and just really hadn't been, you know, considering other options for insurance, like go ahead and get your IFL contract, go ahead and get your CIFL contract to, you know, so you can get to the XFL. Again, the IFL is the minor league system to the XFL. That's a real partnership right there. So a lot of you guys hadn't been taking advantage of different routes to get to the XFL. At the same time, other options that were out there, like fan-controlled football, that's another option that you could have took. They've been working out some people around the country and stuff like that. So, you know, a National Arena League, another opportunity to get film to come back over onto the other side. You might be in the arena league playing arena style football, but their film still somewhat translates to indoor football league. The only difference between the two leagues is just small differences. Main one is that they don't use a traditional running back in the indoor football league. And the quarterback play in the indoor football league, that can be considered the second or third running back, versus in the National Arena League, they quarterback pretty much, from my understanding, stays in the pocket and airs the ball out. They do a lot of passing in the National Arena League, not a whole lot of running the ball. So that's why they only use a big offensive lineman that can be used as a fullback. Undersized offensive lineman, they'll use him as a fullback in the National Arena League in goal line situations or first down situations, stuff like that. But the NAL film can still help you get a CIFL job, IFL job, moving you up to the XFL. So a lot of guys, like I said, the reason why I'm saying this is because, hold on one second, everybody, I'm a little hoarse here. Sorry about it. I had to remove my mic. I was doing a little coughing there. I don't know why my throat's dry. But the reason why I'm going over all this is because a lot of guys in the has been sitting on their hands and not taking these other opportunities that I'm talking about to make sure that you can get an opportunity to get worked out by an XFL team. So the reason why I'm saying all this is now we can find out today if you're really going to be, you know, getting an opportunity to go to camp. They're only put out of 6,000 worked out, 1,700 on the draft board that they're going to be picking from today. From those 1,700, they're going to be inviting 528, I believe, 523 guys to camp. And then they're going to be cutting 128 of those guys in camp to make an even 400 active roster spots for all the teams. So those are some hard cuts. And, those are some very hard cuts. You know, that's a lot of people to cut down. So with that being said, the way I'm understanding how the draft board is going to run, they're going to allow tomorrow, after they do the special team selections, kick returner, punt returner, punters, long snapper, all that stuff, once they fill those spots, they're going to have an open draft pool to where players that are still on the board, and as teams need to fill some holes in some certain places, they're going to be selecting players in the open draft pool. So, I mean, tomorrow you still have a chance, but, I mean, all that is they're just everybody that's still up on the draft board, they're going to be filling holes. So you kind of like feel like if they don't pick you on the first day and you're coming in, so tomorrow's going to be sort of like you're getting a free agent. You're just being given a free agent opportunity. Today is draft day. Tomorrow is going to be more so like you're not getting drafted. You're getting selected. They're going to take players out of the draft pool and just offer them free agent contracts, basically how the NFL does after the draft. They're going to just be hitting guys up saying, hey, you know, we're going to take you in. We're going to bring you into camp. Let's see if you can fight your way onto an active roster spot. So tomorrow you still have a small margin of possibility, but to be honest with you, it's all about the draft. Are you going to get drafted today? Today lets you know where you stand. So I want to give a shout-out to all my small school NAIA kids today. Hopefully you'll be getting a lot of selections today. I'm going to be really looking out for NAIA kids because they don't get the opportunity that a lot of the NCAA kids get. So I'm excited today. I'm pumped up. I'm amped up. I'm pumped. I'm out. I'm ready to get this thing going. So for those of you just tuning in, this is the Soakers and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Soakers and Beer Radio Show. Soakers and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And the time on deck is 8:21 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is 52 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. Topic is War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL Draft Day 1 live stream event. Guests that purchase a ticket to this special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to the XFL Camp 2023. Details of the show is this event will allow street free agents that receive draft invitations for the XFL draft pool to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the wait to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was a legit invitation, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for an active roster spot on tomorrow. So in my show details, there are links to get tickets to this event. You can still get tickets at this time on Brown Paper Tickets, I believe, and then I might have stopped the sale at the start of this show. But if you want to get a ticket to the event, just direct message me on Twitter or call me on the show line at 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. And if you still want to be a part of the event, get your 15-minute interview to express your raw emotions while you're waiting on to see if your name gets called, it's $100 via Cash App. Cash App, for $FORAN1. That's $FERAN, Ferran and the number one. So again, you can get your ticket to this event, War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? Come on the show for a 15-minute interview and express your raw emotion. All you have to do is call me and let me know that you're going to be paying on Cash App at $FERAN1. And to call in and let me know that is 515-602-9687 to call in, 515-602-9687. All right, I'm going to check my draft board here real quick and kind of see what's going on. They're supposed to live stream this XFL draft. So if they're going to live stream it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically have my I'm going to have that playing through my monitor, the live stream, and I'm going to be on the phone talking to you. And then as they make the picks, I'm going to put my mic up to the my monitor so you can hear the picks as they come across. I'm excited. I mean, this is my first draft event that I'm actually doing on my radio show. So I'm very excited about that. And what I'm also going to be doing is for the NFL draft, for all you college rookies out there, giving you a heads up for the NFL draft, I'm going to be doing the same thing, a draft special and everything like that. I don't know if I'm going to do a war room again because for some reason I thought that I would have more people wanting to come on and express their raw emotions on the show. But, you know, they're not doing it. But then again, I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. I might do War Room 2. I might do War Room number 2. You know, so you just never know. I just kind of like going what God leads me to do, like I always like to say here lately. You know, God has all the plays. I just run them as he gives them to me. God has a play. I just run the play as he gives them to me, you know. I got the plays that he give me on my wristband, and I just look at the play and I just run the play. So basically what I'm trying to say is I try to be led by God as much as I can. So I might be doing a war room too. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and say I'm going to do war room number 2. Let's just go ahead and say it like that. Why stop? You know, eventually this stuff will catch on. This type of opportunity is going to become valuable. People will tell me all my opportunities at one time were too small for them. Oh, you can only get me in the indoor football league. Well, that opportunity is valuable today because IFL is the way to go to get to the XFL. And I'm glad that The Rock and the XFL partnered up with the Indoor Football League because this is going to open up doors for so many guys that are currently in the Indoor Football League. But as the future moves on as soon as the XFL shows sustainability and stuff like that, that it's going to be around for a while, these opportunities in the Indoor Football League, folks, for all you small school athletes, NAIA, Division II, Division III NCAA schools, you guys are going to these opportunities aren't going to be available because bigger school kids are going to take those opportunities because it's all about the product that you put on the field. You want the most experience, the best trained people, and stuff like that to be a part of your league. So as time goes on, I'm afraid that the players that are going to be phased out are going to be NCAA, D2, D3, and NAIA schools and anything below that. Those players are going to be fizzled out as far as these IFL opportunities go. So while I'm still able to get you in, I would contact me to get those opportunities if you find yourself not going drafted today. Don't wait around to see if your name is going to get called for the free agent pool. I wouldn't wait around for that. I would go ahead and try to do some business with me today. Like if you go to my Twitter feed, I got a post that I put out there. I stuck my hand. I say, shake my hand and let's do business. So go ahead on and shake my hand and let's do business. So I'm expecting a lot of calls to come in today after the draft. But again, you know, a lot of you guys probably didn't read the details of what tomorrow is going to be. You know, they're going to be filling in holes. You know, they might need an extra this, extra that. And, you know, we don't know how many more positions that they're going to need to fill or how many more people they want to add to the roster. So I wouldn't bank on it. I wouldn't bank on tomorrow. I would go ahead and try to do right business today with me. Shake my hand. Let's do business. Let's get you in my system to move you up and get you in position to be still looked at by the XFL this spring while they're playing ball, while the Indoor Football League is playing ball, because they're going to be moving players up and down from the XFL to the IFL, IFL to the XFL. So I just thank God that I'm in a prime position to help a player because I have great relationships with those teams. Great relationships in Green Bay, great relationships in Salina, Kansas, great relationships in Arizona, great relationships in where else do I have great relationships that plays indoor style football, whether it's IFL or CIFL, Sioux City, Sioux Falls. You know, I got great relationships, great or good relationships there to where I can move players. You know, Duke City. You know, I got, sometimes I forget how many people that I deal with between Champions Indoor Football League and Indoor Football League again, which is the same style of football. But IFL marketing-wise is a little bit better than the CIFL. But in the CIFL, I got one of the greatest coaches there. And he's going to be, he's always helped me get players on his team and stuff like that. And that's Coach Haron O'Neill. Coach Haron O'Neill is currently the coach for the Salina Liberty, and he's a Hall of Fame coach in the in indoor football. So I got a lot of good friends to send players to. Here recently, I just made a contact with a good friend with the Billings Outlaws. They're a second year franchise in the CIFL. I just made a great relationship with Coach Brooks up. He's the defensive coordinator there. Just built a great relationship with him. So, and he came out of Green Bay. So I got all kind of options for you guys. Just all you got to do is shake my hand and let's do business. Let me help you. Just let me help you. With that being said, we're going to go off into some music mix while I take a quick station break, and we'll be back. Time on deck is 8:29 a.m. You are listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stand by. We'll be back. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio. So I am your host, Romero Fran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. And today is a great day. This is our XFL Draft live coverage. I was looking around on Twitter making sure that all the other stations that are covering this is looking at the same thing I'm looking at. It is 8:30. It's supposed to be time for the first pick. But this event was supposed to be live streamed. I don't know what's going on with that. But we're not going to worry about that. We're going to just wait to see what the board, when the board updates or the social media updates is on something. We'll get to it. But right now where we currently stand is we're just waiting on that first pick to come in. We're looking for that first pick to come in from the DC Defenders. Second pick is going to be for the St. Louis Battlehawks. Third pick, San Antonio Bombers. Fourth pick, Orlando Guardians. Fifth pick, Vegas Vipers. Sixth pick, the Seattle Dragons. Seventh pick is going to be the Arlington Renegades. And the eighth pick is the Houston Roughnecks. So that's the draft order right now. On the clock, we got the it's been showing that the D.C. Defenders been on the clock for a minute, and we're waiting on the offensive skill positions to be to select what they're going to do. And offensive skill positions, wide receiver, slot receiver, running back, what else, tight ends, they're going to be selected in this first group. So we're waiting on the DC Defenders to make their give us the name of the first person, their position, and their college. So we're just waiting. I'm just trying to be patient and see what The Rock and Danny Garcia got planned for us, because I'm on the right channel, I'm on the right website. I'm just trying to figure out when they're going to go live and start streaming this thing. Because I told everybody it was going to be a live stream event, but even if it's not a live stream, as long as they post up who's picking when and who they picked, I'm going to announce the picks. In the meantime, if you're still on the draft board and you want to be a part of the Stokers and Beer special coverage of the XFL 2023 draft, I have an event on my show called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL Draft Day live stream event. Guests that purchase the ticket to the special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to XFL Camp 2023. You can go on my show page and I'll find the details. But if you would like to talk about that, today it's going to be a lot of XFL talk. If you want to talk about anything XFL draft-related, this new league, call in the 515-602-9687, call in the 515-602-9687. At the same time, if you got anything on the monitor that you want to call in and talk about, feel free to call in. I'll still let you call in and banter about the sport that you love. And as we're waiting on these XFL draft picks to come in, I'm going to be pretty much talking about these three free agents that can take advantage of a Champions Indoor Football League opportunity, leading you to an Indoor Football League opportunity, or if you can take advantage of an Indoor Football League opportunity right away, and go into the XFL since the IFL is now the partner of the XFL as far as a minor league partnership goes, where they can move players up and down between the two leagues, do joint workouts, et cetera. I want to talk about that opportunity as well. Today is going to be it's draft day. Tomorrow is they're going to be focusing on special team selections, and at the same time, they're going to have an open round. A team can, if they choose, fill up some holes. They can make more selections if they want to plug in some holes that they might be weak in. And then everybody else after day two, you'll be still in the draft pool where they can go back and just, pick you out of that draft pool. But I'm quite sure a lot of those guys, if they're smart, they'll probably be playing in the IFL, CIFL, instead of sitting on the couch waiting to get called. They'll be taking those opportunities. So I'm telling guys now, after draft day one, after this first day, you need to go to my Twitter page, find out what I'm doing, how I plan on helping you. Direct message me on Twitter at Ferran Sports, at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports. And go there and look, read all my current posts from yesterday and then up until now. Read all my current posts and find out how you can fit into my system so I can help you. Reach your hand out, shake my hand, and let's do business, like I said in my post on yesterday. So I'm excited. I'm just waiting on this first pick to come in, and we'll kind of go from there. Just waiting on this first pick to come in for the DC Defenders. I'm just waiting like everybody else, I guess. I'm on the right channel. Just trying to see what these guys are going to do. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. They keep sorry about that in the background. That's just information from the XFL.com website. They keep, every time I hit their video stream, see if they're going to be streaming, I'm not getting anything coming up. So I guess we just got to wait. I mean, this is the war room. They got X amount of time on the clock to make their selections. So we'll just roll with that. I'm waiting like everybody else in the world, trying to see who's going to be the first pick of the draft. Hopefully it's going to be my man Josh Jenkins, defensive back out of Army West Point. If not him, hopefully it's my man Shahan Williams, defensive end edge rusher from Notre Dame College. He had about 20-something sacks in his college career, so it could possibly be him. So good luck to Josh Jenkins, which is twice too nice on Twitter, at J twice too nice on Twitter. Or you can type in Killer Whale. And then I got my man Shahan Williams, at The Real Shahan, at The Real Shahan. That's S-H-A apostrophe H-A-U-N, if I'm correct, The Real Shahan. But, yeah, hopefully both of those guys will be getting – one of those guys will be getting selected as the first pick. If not the first pick, one of the picks that they make today, because they're going to be making a lot of picks today. So, again, they're bringing in 523 out of 1,700. So 523, definitely, or at least I'm assuming at least 400, then maybe another 123 guys nationwide will get selected. But I just tell guys, and I feel bad for them, because that's a lot of picks. It's a lot of people got worked out, a lot of people that didn't make it on the draft board, including some of my guys that worked out. Shout out to Andre Sims, former offensive lineman, converted to fullback tight end. Played for Alabama during their national championship year, played on the practice squad for Alabama. For whatever reason, he didn't get his opportunity to make it on the actual active roster because some grade credits or whatever didn't transfer right or in enough time, so he wasn't able to get that opportunity. So he had to take some additional routes, but he did play in fan control football last year. Once he contacted me, I got him in fan control football. He went there, got some good film, went worked out about two workouts for the XFL, He got invited to the one in Tennessee. He actually, and then he went to the one in Florida. So I don't know. I don't know why they didn't call him. Good solid player, got good pro film. You know, I don't know if it's due to age. You know, once you get about 28 and above, it's hard for to get in. A lot of teams don't want to take a chance on you. But nevertheless, he went and worked out. So shout out to Andre Sims. Shout out to Grant Ibe, one of my guys. He played professional football last year for the Tucson Sugar Skulls, cornerback for the Tucson Sugar Skulls. He went and done his weightlifted workout. He done that one here in San Diego, California, did well. He hasn't got called yet. He didn't get an invite to be in the draft pool. Moving that aside, who else did I have? I think I had my man Tim Gary. Tim Gary, he came onto the Stogies of Beer radio show, wide receiver out of Point University. He went and done his workout in Florida as well. Who else did I have? They've been on. So Mark Munson, IFL, Frisco Fighters, Angelo State University. He went and done his workout, and he's played for the Arizona Rattlers. He's played for the Frisco Fighters. He plays for the Jacksonville Sharks in the NAL. So he got a lot of pro experience in the NAL, IFL. And he did his workout in Florida, I believe, or Texas, and he still hadn't got called. So there's so many out there. You got another young man, Rodnell Cruel. Think Rodnell played at McNeese State, but he also played with the Wichita Force, and then played in the Latino Football League, the LFA. Latino Football Association. He got a lot of pro experience here and abroad. So, you know, I got some guys out there that did these workouts. Some got invited to the draft pool. Some didn't. Rodnell, he is on the draft pool, and he's fast as heck. So hopefully that somebody will see that talent and select him to go into XFL camp. So I got guys that worked out. They're not currently on the draft board. I got guys that did work out, and they're on the draft board. So I got three people that I know that are seeking the XFL opportunity to get drafted today because they're in the draft pool. That's Josh Jenkins, Rodnell Cruel, and Shahan Williams. And if anybody else out there that I forgot to mention, I apologize. And anybody out there that worked out that I forgot to say that they went to the XFL workouts, and there was some of those 6,000 put it like this here. The XFL worked out 6,000 guys, and if they weren't one of the 1,700 draft pool invites, if I forgot to mention your name, I apologize. But out of the 1,700 that are on the draft board, I got three guys that I either currently manage or have managed at some point or have helped in some way, form, or fashion through my system. So I got three guys. However it works out, I still do a lot of stuff with Josh Jenkins. You know, I still do a lot of stuff with him. I believe he still considers me as his management system. And then, you know, Shahan has used my management service. Rodnell has used my management service. So I'm just wishing good luck to all three of those guys, and hopefully they'll get their draft pool invitation moving forward. So with that being said, we're just waiting on the first pick. So we're going to go off into some more music mix while we take a station break. Time on Dig is 8:45 a.m., and it is 57 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. Again, it's 8:45 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, XFL Draft Pool Special, War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? So I will be back. Stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers of Bay Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on this special XFL Draft Day event, War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL Draft Day 1 live stream event. Guests that purchase a ticket to this special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to XFL Camp 2023. If you want to be on my show today and be a part of this draft, XFL Draft Day special, you can call me at area code 515-602-9687. Again, area code 515-602-9687. And come on for a 15-minute interview and tell your story about how you're feeling today, about why you're waiting on your name to get called for the XFL draft. They're saying they're going to bring in 523 players today, or 530. How many players? I think they said like 532 guys will get drafted today or something, or 300 and something guys. I think they say like 323 guys today. 323 guys today will get drafted, and then I guess they'll round it out tomorrow with whatever else that they have a need for. But anyway, you know, I'm just waiting on them to start this event. I see on social media they're in the office. I see Hines Ward and a couple of different people are in the booth getting ready to make the selections and everything like that, but no one's currently made their pick. So it's kind of like a weird waiting game. But we're just going to wait, and we'll just wait and let it do what it do. You know, time on deck is 8:59 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is 57 degrees and sunny here in San Diego, California. And again, this is a special event today on the Stokers & Bay Radio Show War Room. Is the name of the event. Subtitle is Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? We're just allowing guys that can prove they have a draft pool invite to come on the show and do a 15-minute interview live in front of my global listening audience and express their raw emotions of happiness when they get picked, or their anger while they're still waiting to be picked. So special event today. If you want to call in and right now, I did have a ticket page. You could get your ticket to War Room on brownpapertickets.com, but I believe I had it set to where they cut off the sales time either right when the event started this morning or right an hour before the event started. So you have to get your ticket directly from me now if you want to call in to 515-602-9687 and purchase your ticket on Cash App. That is Cash App $FRAN1. That's $ F E R R A N D, the number one. Capital F E R R A N D 1. So that's $FRAN, capital F E R R A N D 1. And you can do that on Cash App and purchase your ticket to War Room to get on my show today and be interviewed on this special event. It's $100. To get your interview done and express how you're feeling right now while you're waiting on your name to be called for the XFL draft. I'm looking at their draft central and everything on the draft board. They're still saying that it's still showing that the DC defenders are on the clock for their picking their offensive skill guys. So looks like they're going to have, you know, look like they're going to be making the first pick, but They have not posted a pick yet, so I guess they're still in the war room figuring out who they're going to bring in. You know, it's kind of weird. You know, they said it's going to be a live stream event, but I don't see anything going on their website. But again, this is a new league. We know how new leagues go. We know how new leagues go. It's like they could be having some technical difficulties. I understand that, but I do show that they're doing something. They're doing something out there. They're doing something out there. So I don't know. It's just we're just trying to just figure out when they're gonna make this first pick. But I'm excited for all the guys out there that's been sitting on these invitations. Oh, look like the first pick just came in. And we got, first pick is going to be DC Defenders pick DC defenders pick Abram Smith, running back, at the offensive skill group. First pick, round one, first pick is going to be by DC defenders, Abram Smith, running back, offensive skill group. So the DC defenders picked up a running back. Just trying to see when they're going to post his experience up. And look like we also got another pick in. Second pick of the draft is going to be by the St. Louis Battlehawks. They picked up Marcel Aitman, wide receiver. Wide receiver Marcel Aitman. So congratulations to the first pick of the draft, Abram Smith, running back. And congratulations to the second pick of the draft by the St. Louis Battlehawks, Marcel Aitman. So we got our first two picks in. Thank the Lord. I mean, I was just kind of like trying to figure out what happened. So we already got two that came off the draft board. See how many more guys we can get in before the show ends. So they kind of like already burned the whole hour, but my show was dedicated to people that wanted to come into the war room and be a part of my draft day special. But I'm excited. We got the first two picks in. Got our first two picks in. I'm going to try to click over to social media and see what they're talking about. Everybody should be going crazy right by now. The first two picks are in. Yep, it's official. DC defenders got Abram Smith. They got him in. And the St. Louis Battlehawks got Marcel Aitman, wide receiver. So the DC defenders picked the running back, and the St. Louis Battlehawks picked the wide receiver. So we got our first two picks of the draft in. My adrenaline is pumping now. My adrenaline is pumping. You know, it's an exciting day. It's a blessed day today for street free agents, you know, getting an opportunity to play on national TV. They're going to be able to play on national TV and possibly get an opportunity to play in the NFL next year after the spring is over with, get into an NFL camp and see how they're doing it. You know, I just encourage all you millionaires out there, definitely invest in these football leagues for these young men. Football is like America's number one sport now. It overtook baseball, and basketball is not enough roster spots for it to even really compete with football. But I just want to just say that you can never have enough football leagues, because there's so many young men that like to play football in America now. It's overtaking baseball. You know, it's overtaking, you know, it's bigger than basketball here in the United States. Football is the way a lot of guys that's athletes, that's how they try to make their their living and everything like that. That's how they're trying to make their living. So it's like you know, we're just trying to make, you know, make sure everybody has an opportunity to make it in some league. So with that being said, you know, it's draft day, but we got our first two picks in. Again, the DC defenders picked the running back, St. Louis Battlehawks picked the wide receiver. So I'm just trying to see if my guy comes off the draft board. Three of my guys, one of them is Josh Jenkins, defensive back, Army. One of my guys is Shahan Williams, defensive end out of Notre Dame College. And then I got Rodnell Cruel. He's on the draft board. From my understanding, he's on the draft board, wide receiver, slot wide receiver out of McNeese State. So we're just trying to make things happen. At the end of the day, we're just trying to make, you know, trying to wish those guys luck. And I also want to wish luck to all the NAIA guys out there that'll possibly get an opportunity. I'm just wondering what schools are these young men, Abram Smith, running back, Marcel Aitman, wide receiver. I just want to know what school they're from. I like to keep up on how many opportunities are there going to be for the small school guys. You know, you got a lot of good football down in at the NAIA level. I just want to make sure that that they're being fair about their picks. You know, I don't want this to be, I don't want the XFL to be another league of just like, okay, we just got to be Power 5 D1. I'm hoping that they really looked at these guys skill wise full game, two full game highlights, well, two full games, their highlight reel, their resume, level of competition. I'm just hoping that they looked at everything collectively, not just, you know, one or a couple particular things. Because they'll say, okay, well, you played in NAIA school, you know, level of competition. You know, you didn't play high-level D1 players. Well, I mean, it's a reason why some guys couldn't play at that level. Money, grades, all kind of stuff. Troubled passes, a whole lot of reasons why sometimes you can't play at those levels. But a league like this, which is a pro-developmental league, you're supposed to be able to give a guy an opportunity during this spring season for spring football. They're supposed to have opportunities to play here and develop and get them ready for the NFL. You know, I try. I understand business. Business is you want to put the best product on the field because you're trying to sell tickets. So, if, you know, theoretically, you want to say, well, if I can get a guard, if I can get an offensive lineman from LSU, why would I want to take an offensive lineman from Culver Stockton? And I say that because Culver Stockton, the NAIA school, did have one guy that went to the NFL Combine, and that was from the NAIA school. But obviously he was dominant, totally dominant at that level, maybe a boy amongst men at that level. So he qualified to go to the NFL Combine. So all I'm saying is that, you know, but at the end of the day, when you put them on paper, most people are going to justify, well, I'm going to sign the guy if they come down to it. If they both are match each other skill-wise, I'm going to take the guy from LSU and put him in the XFL, then the guy from Culver Stockton, he might have to go and cut his teeth in the IFL and work there and then try to work his way up. I mean, I get it. I mean, you want a position. He's got to be damn good to be on TV. He got to be damn good leading the team. He got to be a damn good leader to help keep putting butts in the seats. I get it. So most of you small school quarterbacks, you know, that's a tough position to overcome when you're a quarterback and you're going against a guy that played at Fresno State or a guy that played at New Mexico or, you know, whatever. And then you playing at a small school, like, I'm going to just use like a Marion, which is a powerhouse at the NAIA level, but you may have a good quarterback down there, but he could be a tad bit undersized or whatever. They're going to look at all that. So then, okay, what school did he come from? Oh, he came from Marion. NAIA, that's where they're going to put it, Marion NAIA. And then it's going to be like, well, you know, we can't start him. We got to start the guy from New Mexico or Fresno State or San Diego State. We got to start that guy. He got to be the face of the team, not this small school kid, unless somebody goes down and then the guy steps up and he starts playing. If he's playing well, he's playing well. It doesn't matter at that time because he's playing well. But it's all about ticket sales, people. Don't get offended when get an opportunity, the opportunity that we want on first crack. You know, don't get offended because there's more than one way to make it, which is what I've been preaching. It's more than one way to make it to the NFL. And right now, currently, it's more than one way to make it to the XFL. You guys just got to be willing to take the necessary steps, which if you go to my Twitter page, direct message me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. You'll see what I mean by that. So, yeah, I mean it's an exciting time today. It's an exciting time today. I'm just trying to figure out why are they not updating this page. Look like we finally got. Well, they putting some Twitter stuff up, but they still don't have a live stream up. We're supposed to be doing a live stream for this event. I'm just not understanding why that's not happening. But anyway, with that being said, they're doing something. I think they're just trying to get all the kinks worked out. I think they're really just trying to get the kinks worked out and everything. But we'll stand by. Like I said, this is a new league. You know, they're probably working out the streaming. You know, it's a lot of technical difficulties that's going on, but. We'll just wait for them to update things. They're slow, but it's happening. That's the biggest thing. The draft is going on. The first two picks are made. And currently right now, the San Antonio Brahmas and the Orlando Guardians should have their picks in soon. San Antonio Brahmas, Orlando Guardians should have their picks in soon. We'll just keep on standing by We keep on standing by trying to wait for that. But I'm excited, but we'll go back into some more music real quick so I can take a quick station break. And again, this is the Stokers of Bear Radio Show special XFL draft event, War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL draft day one live stream event. Guests that purchase a ticket to this special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to XFL Camp 2023. And we'll go off into some more music mix here, and we'll come back as soon as the next pick is in. Hello, and welcome back to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And time on deck here is 9:18 a.m., 61 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny in San Diego, California. You're listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And you are attending our draft day special, which is the War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL Draft Day 1 live stream event. Guests that purchase a ticket to this special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to the XFL Camp 2023. Again, you can call to attend this event. You can call 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687 to get on the air and do your 15-minute interview if you can prove that you have a current draft pool invitation. And it is $100 via Cash App, and that is Cash App $Ferrand1, Cash App capital Ferrand1 capital. That's again, that's Cash App my last name Ferrand and the number one. So anyway, all you gotta do is call in to 515-602-9687 and let me know that you're trying to get on the show and do your interview, and then we'll just ask you to provide DM me your draft pool invite, and then we'll go from there. But going back to the draft board, we had three picks that came in. They're not showing up on the draft board, but on XFL.com, they are showing up. So I'm going to tell you the last three picks that I see on the board. We got the Brahmas. The Brahmas picked Jaquez Patrick, offensive skill group running back. Jaquez Patrick, running back. So the Brahmas picked the running back, Jaquez Patrick. Congratulations, Jaquez. And then the we got two more picks. The Guardians picked Charleston Rambo, wide receiver. Charleston Rambo, wide receiver. And the Vegas Vipers, they picked Martavius Bryant, wide receiver. Martavius Bryant, I believe, came from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he did play in fan control football last year. Martavius Bryant, if I'm correct, he played in the FCF fan control football last year, where I had some guys out there playing against him or playing with him. So Martavius Bryant is a wide receiver going to the Vegas Vipers. And then the Orlando Guardians, they picked Charleston Rambo, wide receiver Charleston Rambo, going to the Orlando Guardians. And the and we had another pick. We had the San Antonio Brahmas. They picked the running back, Jaquez Patrick. Jaquez Patrick, running back. Got two running backs going on already. I'm surprised they picked two running backs so early. Normally they don't do that. But hey, however it goes, you know, it is what it is. I'm not in that war room. I have my own war room going on right now. And speaking of war room, if you'd like to come on to the show and do a 15 interview, all you have to do is pay $100 Cash App $Ferrand1, call 515-602-9687, and I'll tell you to go and go to my Twitter direct message and provide proof of your XFL draft invite, and then we'll get you on the show and talk about how you're feeling going through this draft process. A lot of guys are out there waiting anxiously for their name to get called and all that stuff, but we're at the 9:22 mark of this special draft day event. We're at the 9:22 marks, 9:22 a.m. in San Diego, in Pacific Standard Time, 9:22 a.m. 61 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny in San Diego as usual. And welcome to my draft day special event. I'm just calling out draft picks as they keep coming in on XFL.com's Twitter account. I thought this was going to be a live stream event. You could actually hear the guys' names being called. And I was going to basically put my audio sources together so you could hear it through the show, through my monitor, but that's not happening. They're just posting up the picks on on the website. So, you know, it is what it is. They're not the website. They're posting the picks on the website slowly, but they're doing more posting it up on XFL.com's Twitter account. So if you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on, go to XFL.com's Twitter account. We got about a little over 30 more minutes left in the show before we shut things down. A little over 30 minutes, and but we're gonna just keep calling out as many picks as they come in. We're gonna keep on calling out as many picks as we can. So, yeah, they've taken two running backs, two wide receivers, Martavius Bryant, former NFL player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, if I'm remembering correct. I believe he was in the Fan Control Football League. So a lot of guys probably ain't happy about that because, you know, these pro developmental leagues, they're supposed to really be set up. They're really supposed to be set up for guys that didn't get their NFL opportunity. They didn't get their NFL opportunity. So, you know, you get a guy that I like to call him a ringer that comes in and they get an opportunity to play in the XFL, and then it moves them all the way back up to an NFL opportunity while you got so many guys that never got really a fair shot based on whatever school they went to or whatever the case may be. A lot of them don't get a fair shot, don't get a fair shake. And it's just a shame that you know, you take a guy that's already been in the league, made a bag, and you know, he gets another chance. So that trumps somebody. Somebody's not going to be happy. This is why I be trying to tell guys, you know, you have to take all the steps to get to the league. Now that the IFL is partnered with the XFL, I would just say, you know, don't get discouraged out there, guys, because like I said, after today is over with, all hope is not gone. This is the major day to get drafted. Today is the major day to get drafted because at the end of the day, you know, tomorrow they're just going to be, you know, if it's, they don't have to make any more picks on tomorrow. They're not obligated to make any more picks besides their special team guys, kick returners, punt returners, long snappers, punters, kickers. That's what's tomorrow. Then the team can either opt to fill in some gaps, some holes where they might have whiffed on today. They can fill those holes up tomorrow, but they're not obligated to make any more picks if they don't want to. At the same time, all the rest of you guys that will still be up on the draft board that didn't get picked, you'll just be waiting around hoping that somebody gets hurt. Maybe they'll go back into the draft pool and pull a guy in, you know, to fill a hole. But with the partnership with the IFL and the XFL, those teams in the IFL will probably be filling those holes up as people get hurt. Why? Because they have a partnership with the XFL now. I have a lot of IFL teams that I deal with, and if you go to my Twitter page at Ferran Sports, I got a lot of posts up there telling you how I work and what I can do for you at the end of the day. I can help you. All you got to do is call me, reach your hand out, shake my hand, and let's do business. Look at the video post I posted last night. All we have to do is do business. But it's going to be up to you. I can't make you, you know, come do business with me, but it's totally going to be up to you. So it is other opportunities out there to make it. And you just have to take the necessary steps to get where you're trying to go. Because believe you me, I think it's another person, a running back that was with the Cincinnati Bengals or somebody. He entered into the XFL draft pool at the last minute as well. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is that when it all comes down to it, when it's all said and done, it's some guys that was in the league that got cut and they're waiting to get back. I remember when the Alliance of American Football was around, it was the same thing. You had some guys that a lot of NFL, former NFL guys, that were still trying to work their way back. They was in the Alliance of American Football before they went bankrupt. Before that millionaire hockey team owner pulled all their money from the league and they went bankrupt. But you had a lot of guys that had been in the NFL before, like Johnny Manziel. Speaking of Johnny Manziel, he was in Fan Control Football last season and won a championship with the Zappers. I had some players that were playing with him with the Zappers. But I'm saying all this to say that, like, Martavius Bryant, if I'm remembering right, calling into the show to correct me, if you want to correct me, but I believe he was in Fan Control Football League last year, and I think he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you call into the show to correct me or debate me, telephone number is 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. And this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and we are doing our XFL draft day event war room. Why am I still on the draft board? Where people that got an XFL invite, players that got an XFL invite that want to call in and and express their raw emotions in front of a live global listening audience while they're waiting on their opportunity to come off the draft board. But let's go back to Twitter real quick and let's find out who are they picking. Who are the last few picks? So I'm going to go here, and I'm going to go here and try to go back to XFL.com and find out who are they selecting. Look, we got a couple selections up. And the last selection I see that they picked is the Arlington Renegades, Sal Cannella, tight end. Round one, seven pick of the first round. Sal Cannella. And that's the Arlington Renegades. And we should have one more pick. I think Houston Roughnecks is the last pick. But the Seattle team, Seattle Sea Dragons, they picked Kevin Shaw, wide receiver, with the sixth pick of the first round. Seattle has picked Kevin Shaw. So congratulations, Kevin Shaw, wide receiver, going to the he's the sixth-round pick. I'm sorry, the first sixth pick of the first round. Kevin Shaw, wide receiver, round one, sixth pick. He went to the Seattle Sea Dragons. And then we have Sal Cannella, tight end, round one, seventh pick, going to the Arlington Renegades. So that's where we at. That's where we're currently at right now, folks. So we got a tight end and a wide receiver coming off the board. So yeah, so that was Arlington picked the tight end, and the Houston Roughnecks picked the wide receiver. So I'm sorry, and I also the Seattle Sea Dragons. Let me go back to that. Let me correct that. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right information. So we got the Arlington Renegades. They picked Sal Cannella with the seventh pick. He's a tight end. We got the Seattle Sea Dragons picked Kevin Shaw, a wide receiver, with the sixth pick. And so those are the last two picks that came in. So we're waiting on right now currently on the Houston Roughnecks. They got the last pick. They got the last pick, and then so they're going to pick number eight and number nine. So they're going to have Houston Roughnecks going to get the next two picks. So it's an exciting time out there, people. It's an exciting time out there. Current time on deck is 9:31 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is 61 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. And so this is the Stogie the Bear Radio Show doing our XFL draft day one of the draft live event, special event. Title War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? So, you know, if you want to call in and get a 15-minute interview, call in to the show, and I'll tell you the instructions, what you need to do to get on for your 15-minute interview. I'm not going to keep going over what you need to do to do that, but just call in and I'll give you the details, 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. Call in to the show, and if you want me to come to you, just raise your hand. There should be a button on there for you to raise your hand, so I'll know that you're in queue. And if you want to call in, just talk about the XFL draft, or if you want to call in at this point with 30 minutes left in the show and talk about anything over the monitor, whether it's, you know, whatever's on the monitor, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, whatever you want to do, you can call in. But today I'm kind of like dedicating everything that I'm saying to the guys, the street free agents out there looking for an opportunity in this current XFL draft pool. So I'm excited. It's been a great day. I've been, anxious all night to get on the show this morning and do this draft day special. So, I have aspirations to go into it, you know, to work directly with the NFL. But right now the XFL and the IFL is my NFL. I have a lot of relationships in the IFL and the CIFL and leading up into the XFL, because the XFL is partnering with the Indoor Football League in a indoor football style of play. So I can move guys from the Champions Indoor Football League up into the IFL, and from the IFL up into the XFL. I currently have two players that I've been working with directly working with this year. That's Josh Jenkins, and also I have Shahan Williams. So I'm wishing them luck. Hopefully they'll get picked If not today, definitely tomorrow. If teams decide to keep picking guys to fill out their rosters. But Jenkins was already with the DC Defenders, so hopefully they'll pick him back up. And hopefully they see that on his resume. Shahan Williams, he played in the National Arena League this past year. Played in the National Arena League, was in the championship game. They lost to the Albany Empire, but he was in the championship game. So he has championship pedigree, plus he was a standout at Notre Dame College with over 20 sacks in his college career. So he definitely deserves a shot. So just wishing those guys luck. I think one of my other guys, Rodney Cruel out of Magny State, he's used my managerial services before as well. And he's fast as lightning. And so hopefully they'll get him a shot at the slot wide receiver spot. He's a smaller wide receiver, so hopefully they'll get him a shot at the slot wide receiver spot. I don't know if my man Tredonte Hill, Flash Hill, I don't know if he was also with the Houston Roughnecks at the last XFL reboot. He was up with the Houston Roughnecks on the practice squad, Team 9. I don't know if he's on the draft board or not, but if he's on the draft board, I want to wish him well as well. I know him and Josh Jenkins were both with the LA Wildcats when camp broke, and they both made it to the last cuts and got sent home and then brought back either to a practice squad or Team 9 or to the active roster for a team. So hopefully they'll get their opportunity again. But all you free agents out there, remember, all hope is not lost at the end of this day. All hope is not lost after the last picks go in. All you have to do is call. If you're not one of the 320-something guys or whatever they're going to pick today, all you got to do is call. Call me. I can help you. 619-655-1581. Again, 619-655-1581. That is my business line, 619-655-1581. Just call me and let me know that you didn't get picked today. You want to take the necessary steps to get to the Indoor Football League or the Champions Indoor Football League and start taking a route, taking the steps to get to the XFL so you can be seen at that level. So all you got to do is call me, 619-655-1581, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Ferran Sports. Just DM me on Twitter at Ferran Sports, and I can help you. All is not lost if you don't get picked today. All is not lost. All you got to do is hang in there, keep your head up, but you got to take the right steps. You got to be willing to invest a little bit of money into yourself to make these things happen. I have the opportunities that you need. All you got to do is look at my videos that I posted up last night. All you got to do is look, and over the weekend, just go and look at my current posts from Sunday up to last night. Look at my posts from Sunday up until probably early this morning, actually. So from Sunday all the way up to early this morning, look at all my posts and everything like that. See everything that I do. Investigate me thoroughly, and you know, if you're ready to do business, reach your hand, I'll shake my hand, and let's do business. When I say business, there is no business until money has exchanged hands. There's no business until money has exchanged hands. Currently, to work with me and my system, currently the price is $600. You can do that in two installments, a $300 installment today, and then the other $300 installment is due in 30 days plus a 5-day grace period. So if I don't have the other 335 days, I immediately stop working on your behalf. I stop working on your behalf, and you will start back over from scratch. So that's the way that's going to go. If I don't have the other part of your installment, if I don't have the other part of your installment in the next in 35 days. So, again, if you want to do business with me, hit me on either call me or DM me on Twitter. Let me know that you're ready to do business. It's going to be $600 total price for my service. Just take your film, your resume, and shop it around and put it on the right desk to get you into the IFL. If we can't get you there first, we're going to go into the CIFL. And then if we can't, that's going to be the route to take to get you into the XFL, because the XFL and the IFL are partnered up. The IFL is the minor league system for the XFL, so I'm heavily connected at that level. But again, you have to be willing to do business with me. You have to be willing to exchange, you have to be willing to money has to exchange hands. That's what I mean by business. Money has to exchange hands. You have to be willing to invest in yourself. And remember, today's price is not yesterday's price. And today's price may not be tomorrow's price. So get with me now while it's a low, low price of $600, $300 to start and $300 due in 30 days. After the fifth day of grace period at 35 days, you got to start over. You have to start all the way over from scratch. So that's for me to encourage you to get all your money in on time. Because once I don't get paid, I'm going to stop working. That being said, we're going to go back to the XFL Twitter page and see who the Houston picked with the last two picks, and then we're going to take a station break because I got to get some water and wet my throat. So let's go back to Twitter and see who got picked. All right, Houston should have had the last two picks. Trying to get this thing set up to where I could just basically go right to XFL. That's what I want. I want to be on the XFL page. And look like, all right, Houston Roughnecks, they pick running back Adrian Killens. Running back Adrian Killens, first round, eighth pick. Houston, with the eighth pick, picks up Adrian Killens, running back. And they should be on the board for one more pick. So, again, congratulations to Adrian Killens, running back. For the Houston Roughnecks pick, Adrian Killens, running back, with their eighth pick. So they should have the next pick coming up to pick number nine based on the draft board, based on the draft order. So we're waiting on one more pick to come in. In the meantime, we're going to go into a music mix, take a station break, stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stogie the Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogie the Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST. And time on deck is 9:48 a.m. It is 66 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in to boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show, but we do cover NBA, Major League Baseball. We cover NHL scores, NCAA men's and women's basketball scores, NCAA football scores and topics. You can call in to the show at 515-602-9687. Again, that's 515-602-9687 at any time and debate the host on the topic or correct the host if he makes a mistake. And you can also talk about anything that comes across the monitor that's sports related. We cover dog racing, horse racing, camel racing, pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, all these other weird sports. As long as it's on TV, we'll talk about it. If I don't know much about it, you can teach me about it. If you don't know much about what I'm talking about, I can teach you about it. Today's topic was War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? The host will conduct a special event live in front of a global listening audience during the XFL Draft Day live stream event. Guests that purchase a ticket to the special event will have a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions as they await to be drafted to XFL Camp 2023. The details of the show was this event will allow street free agents that receive draft invitations for the 2023 XFL draft pool to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the wait to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was legit or a fraud, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for active roster spot. So anyway, you can get your tickets still for this event. We got one more day for this event. You can go to Brown Paper Tickets and get your event, or you can call me tomorrow on the show at 515-602-9687, and then I'll just ask you for to send proof to my Twitter account on my direct message on Twitter at Ferran Sports, and you provide proof that you do actually have a XFL draft pool invitation, and we'll bring you on the show and do your 15-minute interview once I confirm that you have paid your $100 for to be on the show and do your 15-minute interview at Cash App $FerranOne. That's Cash App $, my last name, capital F-E-R-A-N-D, and the number one. So this has been a great day and everything like that. I'm going to go ahead on to close out my show. I'll be on Twitter, you know, checking out some of the live streams on the other media channels on Twitter and following the XFL.com Twitter page and seeing the draft picks. The most notable name that got picked in the draft was Martavius Bryant. I believe he was former wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers and former fan-controlled football player last year. He got picked up. That's the most notable name. They're not really posting up the schools that these guys are being. The other guys that I don't know, they're not posting up to schools where they're being picked from. But nevertheless, the XFL draft is going on. If you find yourself undrafted today, all you have to do is basically contact me on Twitter, DM me at Ferran Sports, E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, both words together, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. DM me and let me know that you want to do business. When I say do business, that means money needs to exchange hands. It's $300 down on the $600 price, $300 down today, and $300 in 35 days, meaning you have 30 days to get the other half of your money to me and a five-day grace period. If I don't have your money by the five-day grace period, you have to start all the way back over. And so that means you would have lost your first $300 investment. It's $600 to work with me. Let's shake hands. Let's do business, because there's no business until money exchanges hands. So I can help you. Go to my Twitter page. I got all kind of posts on there about what I can do for you, my route that I'm going to take you to get you to the XFL, and that's going to be through their partnership with the IFL. I have plenty of relationships there to get you moved up to the XFL level. So anyway, with that being said, this has been your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I want to remind everybody to be light, not darkness, be love, not hate. Pray for the people in Ukraine that this war stops. Pray for peace around the world. Also pray for the Russian soldiers that are probably being forced to fight this war and don't want to be fighting, and for the guys that they're trying to draft into this war, pray for them guys as well. Just pray that we have peace in that region and this war stops soon. Pray for Brittany Griner. Pray that we find out where her location is as she's being transported to this penal colony. I think they said it takes about 2 weeks to find out her exact location, but pray that she's safe. Pray that God is keeping his loving arms around her and keeping her steadfast in this trying time. Pray for her family as well. It's the holidays and they still don't have Brittany Griner back at home, you know. So just keep her in your prayers. This is a tough time for her, I'm quite sure. And at the same time, you know, just, you know, pray for the people the families for the three young men that got killed in the shooting at Virginia University. Pray for those three families have lost loved ones over a senseless shooting. So just keep everybody in your prayers. Wash your hands, wash the monkeypox, keep your hand sanitized on you, keep your face mask on you if you're in crowded areas. If you get sick and you're at home around family, quarantine yourself in another room for about 5 days. Make sure you take your medicine. Everybody go out there and get your flu shots, get your COVID booster, and just everybody stay safe. And we'll be back tomorrow for our second day of War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? Our XFL live broadcast draft day special. So we'll see you tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead on the set black, fade all.